hello, everybody, and welcome back to the How He Sees Me podcast. I am your host, Sharon, and I have a few special guests that I want to welcome today. But sit back and enjoy the podcast for today. All right, everybody, welcome. Welcome to today's podcast, How He Sees Me. We are talking about modesty and identity. And today I have a few special guests. I feel like I always have special guests. Everybody's so special. We have Pastor Mary.
Hello. I'm excited to be here.
We have Pastor Ashley.
Hey.
And, of course, we have Miss Layla.
Hi, everybody.
So I'm super excited about this because I think speaking about, we talk about so many things, you know, when it comes to our teens, but modesty, and we were just talking prior to getting started, and Ashley talked about an experience she remember having. Pastor Mary talked about experience she remember having. So I think we can all relate, like in church growing up, the standard was, you know, interesting, you know, different standards for different churches when it comes to modesty. And so I thought that was good to talk about today, because is that even something that you still see? Do you still see people, you know, with the typical standard of modesty? I don't even really hear much talk about it anymore, honestly. I remember growing up and being told, you know, nothing low cut. You don't wear tight clothes. You don't wear form-fitting clothes. Nothing low cut to show cleavage, you know, be careful how short your skirts are, all of that stuff. But I don't really see that being too much of a topic anymore. Like, even for this podcast, I had to dig a little just to find, you know, information. So I pulled out a couple of scriptures today. One was 1 Corinthians 6:19 through 20. Which says, do you know that your bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have received from God? You are not your own. And 20 says, you were bought at a price. Therefore, honor God with your bodies. Let's dig into that. What do you guys think about that?
And it's so good. I think that when you talked about we don't hear about it a lot, I think that we are experiencing a generation that haven't been given like hardcore truth. Mm-hmm. And so it's like relative, you know, mm-hmm. whatever you feel and whatever you feel is right, however short you feel is too short. Mm-hmm. And it's not, I mean, it's there's not a black and white in the Bible. And traditionally it was whatever the church mama said, right? Mm-hmm. But that's not really a thing anymore. Mm-hmm. And it's probably actually a good thing, mm-hmm. I think, because it can turn legalistic so quick.
Oh, for sure.
That I feel like now is a really good opportunity to teach the heart of the matter.
Oh, yeah.
With young girls.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
There was never a why. It was like, you just don't do that. You know what I mean? Yeah. And like, you just felt like, well, is this not okay? Is this okay? And you want to find your own, like, you want to wear what you want to wear without feeling like judged, like, you know, so I get that. Because there was never a why. Mm-hmm. It was just like, no, you need to listen.
Yeah, but I think that's the key right there. There's never a why. Mm-hmm. Even in my parenting, I always make sure I say why. Mm-hmm. Because I think a lot of people get in trouble because there is no why. Because mm-hmm. you people want to know, well, why can't I do it? And they do it anyway. Yes. But I think that the why helps you to put understanding why, what can happen, why I shouldn't, I think helps a lot.
Sure. Mm-hmm. For sure. Pastor Dion just talked about the 18-inch journey, and he talked about it being coming from your head, going down to your heart. Mm-hmm. And you have to know why before that happens. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because if you're just telling me to do something without really making my heart feel it, then it's never going to become my own. I'm just going to be following your rules.
Right.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. It's regulated.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I have another scripture I want to read too. So 1 Timothy 2:9 says, I also want the woman to dress modestly with decency and propriety, adorning themselves not with elaborate hairstyles or gold or pearls or expensive clothes.
Mm. Well, you know, within reason, I mean, like, I think it's just based on don't make that a priority, you know, because the Bible's so like inward too, like what Pastor Mary was saying, like, your heart. Where is your heart at? How is your heart connected to who you are? Like, you know, when you say you're a temple, you're a home for the Holy Spirit. Like, what does that look like? And I think that transforms too, like in your appearance and how you carry yourself. But that's really legalistic also. Like, I feel like reading that, I remember friends growing up and they're like, you can't cut your hair. You can't wear makeup. You can't wear perfume. You have to wear skirts. You know, you can't go swimming. Like, it just is so legal.
I think as a church, and I don't think we do this very much anymore, but historically, we've missed the historical and the cultural aspects of the Bible. Like, there's context there. And so Paul was talking to Timothy about a specific culture, and the norm for the day was, you know, certain things. So he was addressing them specifically. You have to look at it, you know, with our day and time.
That's what I was just about to touch on is one thing about me, I always wanted to know the why. So when I would read these verses, I went and studied like the context and the history of it, because the reason why this is there and why he's speaking to these women this way is because they made their beauty their idol. So it just comes back to the posture of your heart. Like, it's not about like how much makeup you wear or how you cut your hair. It's like, is that becoming your idol? Are you identifying yourself and your beauty? And that's what they were doing in this time. So you just have to look at the context of it, because it's very important.
And it was actually for them even a part of their worship of idols. I like that you said that because they worshiped goddesses. And so it really was a part of like being worshipful to their idols. So it was idolatry. And not that it can't be today, because it can be. You know, you just turn on the TV or YouTube and you see how you see it everywhere.
Absolutely.
But it is. It's important for us to not just jump onto a cultural aspect of the Bible and say, you can't wear makeup. No, please put makeup on.
You want to do it.
You want to put makeup on.
Be happy.
No, I think that's good, because I think even growing up, you know, way, way, way back, generations ago, it was the same thing. There was no context. Like, so you saying, I want to know the context. Like, I want to know where it came from. I think most things that are taught to us, or were taught to me, I would say came out of context. And no one thought about going back and saying, well, why did he say that? Or who said that? You know, why was it said? So it makes me think about, what does modesty even mean? Let's tackle that. What does it mean?
I looked it up.
What does it mean?
Because I wanted to know, and I never looked it up, because in your mind, you're like, modest means like, you know, like put together, not exposing anything, but it's the quality of being modest is freedom from vanity, from boastfulness. And then it says regard for decency of behavior. It wasn't like really formally like appearance, but there's like an inward property to it, which I thought was interesting. And then it goes back to like speech, dress, simplicity. But innocence was another one. Moderation, humility, and virtue.
So what I sent to you guys, I don't know if you read it, but it says that modesty isn't just about what we wear. Modesty is an attitude of humility and decency in dress, grooming, language, and behavior. If you are modest, you do not draw undue attention to yourself. Instead, you seek to glorify God in your body and in your spirit.
That's good.
That's good.
That's really good. What made me think about that was when Pastor Troy, one of his messages, I think it was the same message as I talked about with the rips in the jeans, what I was talking about earlier. But he did say that it's not just about what you wear. It's about your attitude. Are you taking, when you walk into a room, do you take away from God? Do you take away from people's experience with God when you walk in a room? So that right there is something that pricked me. And I was like, wow, now I'm conscious of that. I'm intentional. Like, when I walk into a room, am I taken away from God in that room? I want people to see him, not me. So that definition and hearing him say that, I was like, wow, I've never heard that before.
No, that's really good. I think when you think about the definition of modesty and you look at the word vanity, and then you look at the reality of why most women are immodestly dressed or in their behavior, I think there's a fine line between vanity and insecurity. You know what I mean? Because there were times in my life where I know I was dressing immodestly or acting immodestly, but it really, I can't say that it came from vanity as much as it came from insecurity. So I think if we talk about that and we know that and we really address that with women, then we can really go to the heart of the matter and address that heart instead of just telling them they're doing something wrong. Mm-hmm. You know, I makes me think more of a mother because now I'm a mother. Now I can look at it a little bit differently and see the women that might need attention.
Yeah, for sure.
I think it definitely does come from that place, insecurity, because when you look at like my generation and people around my age, the main reason that like girls dress a certain way is to get approval because they're insecure about something that they think they're lacking in. So it's always to get approval from someone else. And that's usually the main drive of like why we do things, why our behavior is a certain way, why it's just immodest, and usually just comes from that place of insecurity. So like even that you mentioned, that is like so true for like this generation now.
Yeah. How do you get around that without just saying, don't be insecure? Like, how do you get around that?
Personally, me, it took a long time to get past, like it was never, like, in my dress of that was immodest or anything. But personally, it was, like, a time where I really had to look about, like, who is the one who gives me, like, who is securing me? And that's God. Like, it can't come from what I'm doing. It can't come from the world. It can't come from that. And I think it's a lot harder for like girls who aren't Christians, because it is like, where do they get that from? And it's very hard to find that, because if it wasn't for Christ, I don't know how I would get past like an insecurity like that.
Right. Can I go back to that scripture verse?
Yeah, for sure.
In the Voice version, verse 20, it says, you have been purchased at a great price.
Yes.
So use your body to bring glory to God. Most girls don't understand their value. Like, it wasn't just, oh, I'm going to, you know, buy this or that. Like, it was a great price. It cost him his life.
Yeah.
You know, and he purchased you because he saw value and worth in that. And you're right. Like, without Jesus, how do you know that?
Yeah. How do you know? That's good. So when have you, I think about for me when I was growing up, if I had to ask myself, have I struggled with modesty? In the context of, do you walk into a room and take away from Christ, people's experience with Jesus? I would say, yeah, I did struggle with that. And it wasn't even with what I wore, because I was in the house where I wasn't allowed to wear certain things. So I know I didn't wear inappropriate things. Well, let me take that back. I do remember one time. I came out of my bedroom wearing, it was a cute skirt and shirt piece that came together, but the skirt was short. And I was told, go back upstairs and change your clothes. You're not wearing it to school. And I remember, guys, I'm so bad for this. Like, I put it in my backpack and took it to school with me. When I got to school, I changed into that outfit. And I was raised by my great aunt who, like, she didn't play no games. And she never came to the school, right, for any other reason. She worked during the day. Like, what are you doing? You would never expect her to just pop up. Literally showed up. I remember getting a call in the classroom saying, you're wanted in the office. And I'm like, what did I do? I don't do anything. And I go downstairs, guys, and she's standing right there.
You got busted.
I got busted. Trying to be cute. Trying to be cute. Yeah, I never did that again.
I'm not going to lie. I've done that before.
I changed in the car on the way to
high school.
Oh, I don't feel so bad.
No.
Because you're trying. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, it's like, well, I'm going to do it.
It wasn't
I can
just
pull
me.
One over on her. I couldn't get anything past her. I couldn't.
So you would say that you had an experience of being immodestly dressed, you would say.
Well, yeah, because I think it's branded as being feminine, and it's not.
Yes.
That's like good. Such a false truth, I guess, or whatever, you know, because you see it all the time where it's like, well, it's my body. So if another man's looking at me because everything's out, that's their problem. And I'm like, well, but, you know, everything's a choice. But it's like, it's not the right definition of being a feminine, of being a woman, you know, and nothing really gets mentioned about like self-care very much, but not like, well, what is healthy self-care? Yeah. What is healthy and healthy image for me?
Yeah. For me, walking down the street and being catcalled at 15 to 16 years old, like, not only did I live with a woman who's like, you're not wearing that, but growing up, I mean, I was pretty curvy. I still am. I mean, I can't help it. That's just my makeup.
Yeah.
And so even now I try to hide some of that with like wearing big sweatshirts or, you know, larger clothes so that I can hide that, because being catcalled by old men was like, it made me cringe.
It's
like,
so cringy.
And so for me, I thought that what would help that was that I just wear, and it's not like I was wearing something that was inappropriate. Right. Like, I'm a kid. And right. It was weird. Mm-hmm. So I took that into my adult years and just said, I'm wearing large sweaters, oversized clothing, like, because I don't want anybody looking at me, as they say in church where I grew up, with a lustful eye. Mm-hmm. If a man looks at you with a lustful eye, it's your fault. That's what we were taught. Mm-hmm. So being taught that and thinking like, they would make jokes and say, you don't want the deacon to sin because of you. Oh, and it was we were taught that. Like, you don't want the deacon to sin because of you. And it was just like, but when you become an adult, you still take some of that. But then you're saying like, that's not true. Mm-hmm. You know, when you know the truth, you're like, wait a minute. If he's saying it has nothing to do with what I'm wearing, like, that's crazy. And so as kids, we grew up believing that. Can you imagine that as a kid?
That's a lot of pressure.
Yes. That's a lot of pressure.
Not knowing, like, really, you know?
Ugh. Yeah, I think there's two spectrums to this. You know, that's the legalism. It's the legalism that says, you know, you can't wear holes in your jeans and you can't wear makeup and don't make somebody else sin. I think that. Or there's the really liberal side where it's like, it's my body, my choice. Mm-hmm. I can wear whatever I want. You know, don't look. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. If it's that's you, if you're looking at me a wrong way. I think there's an intimate relationship that has to happen between you and the Holy Spirit, you know, and inside the context of healthy spiritual mothers and spiritual daughters and fathers. Yeah. Like, and some that doesn't really. I mean, it exists, but it's not very prevalent.
Right.
Those trusted relationships aren't very prevalent in the church or in our personal families. And I think that's where it gets really hard.
Yeah.
Because what was told to you really wasn't that healthy.
Mm-hmm.
No,
not
at all. It actually caused fear.
A lot of fear, you know, and feeling guilty. And feeling
insecure.
Yeah, absolutely. Insecurity. Because now I'm wearing these big oversized clothing.
Right.
And it's like... And I remember you saying at the last women's conference, and you're saying, you know, it's okay to dress feminine like a woman. You know, you dress up a little bit. It's okay to do that. And I was literally sitting there then with oversized clothing. And I'm like, but it's okay for me to, you know, jazz it up a little bit. It's not taken away from anybody, like making someone
It's not. Thin, because, like, but it's your personality. That's part of your femininity in a sense. Like, I like wearing oversized stuff when I'm moving around and doing things, but I also like, you know, you zhuzh it up, you go out.
Just
you know, wear something more fitted.
Yeah.
You know, not to say like, you know, I don't know, but just being yourself. Like,
but I think for me, it was more being ashamed of my body because of what was told. And so now knowing that I was created this way, I'm giving glory to God. Like, he created me this way for a reason. It's about giving God glory in all that I do. And so to cover up and just be ashamed of or be insecure about, like, what does it say to my Father who created me this way, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. What about you, Layla? and modesty, when you think about.
For me personally, growing up, I was never like dresses or skirts like type of person. So like when me going to church, since I was always in the church, I liked wearing jeans. So but that was kind of always a problem because I was curvy at a young age, not super curvy, but for a young girl I was curvy. So it's like I always wore jeans, and obviously they're skinny jeans because that what was in at the time. And that honestly became a problem. Like every time we go to church, there was always like a problem with what I would wear, to the point where it's like, well, I just want to stay home. Like I don't like wearing dresses. I don't like wearing skirts. And if I do wear a skirt, then like, it's too short. So like, what do I wear? I can't wear jeans. And then my jeans would have, like one hole in them. And I'm like, it's just jeans. And it became to a point where it was always a problem. Like just me wearing a pair of jeans that were too tight or had holes in them there. I was like, well, what do I do? Like, and I was like 10. So I'm like, why does it matter? Like, so.
Because some people can't wear it. That's why.
And now it's like today's age, like the trend is like baggy clothes, but still I'll go to church in a pair of baggy jeans. And it's like, your jeans are just so baggy. Like, why are they? I'm like, what? What? Like, I don't know.
It's always
like,
something, right?
Yeah. So it's just, I don't know. It's just, and I love jeans, but it's like people always comment on me wearing jeans. And then, like, I don't know. It's always been a hard thing, but now I just wear. I just, like, don't focus on what I'm wearing because I'm like, if I'm coming in here, my attention's not on what I'm wearing. My attention is on Christ. So, like, especially if it's not something that is taking your attention away or it was meant to take your attention away, then it's like my focus is just on that. Mm-hmm. And past that, it's just like, oh, well.
Close your eyes. Do me a favor. Close your eyes. Your focus. Yeah, it's true. Your focus is on the wrong thing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right. So we talked about the femininity. Do you think that modesty kind of forbids the expression of femininity? Like, do you think that modesty takes away from femininity?
I don't think so. I think it actually accentuates it. Mm. Because if one really amazing clue into modesty is to actually talk to a healthy, godly man and ask him how he feels about modesty. Mm. When in reality, they believe that that is the most beautiful, you know, they really do. They believe that's the most beautiful characteristic and aspect of a feminine woman is someone that can be beautiful, but also can dress as if they know what they're worth.
Right.
And I think that that expresses femininity. Mm-hmm. I think that's the expression of femininity, you know.
That's really good.
Yeah. So we talked about, and this is for our teens, right? How do we break this down for them? If you were talking to a, and I am going to say this. I'm going to say a Landon or a Dakota, because guess what? Modesty isn't just for girls.
No, right? I was thinking that too.
Yeah, modesty isn't just for girls. So what would you say to, you know, me breaking it down to a Kendall or you breaking it down to Landon or Dakota, like, how would you break this down to them so that they can understand and don't deal with the trauma that we
dealt with growing up? Oh my gosh. Well, it's so different now. Like, my kids, they wear joggers and hoodies. Yeah. You know what I mean? Or shorts. Yeah. It's 45 degrees outside. And Coda's like, everybody's wearing shorts still. You know, like, I think for me, like, with them going to school, you know, and seeing what they see and hearing, it's just like, just you need to value the person. Period. Not by what they wear. You know, especially being boys, like, oh man, there's a lot to do with that. You know, as things change, their minds are changing and there's all this other stuff that's in front of them. It's just, I constantly remind them to just value the person, Like, you can't look at, what they're wearing and things like that. But like, if you're not looking at their heart and actions, like, it goes back to what Mary was talking about. Pastor Mary, sorry. That's was talking funny. About you just like in their decency, like, how are they treating other people? Like, that's what we're talking about, the inward part. And then the physical part, I feel like, is that other piece where we're like, again, you know, you have to value them based on their fruit in a sense. Because it's really hard, because there's a lot that goes on. And when I pick up my kids from school, I'm just like, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. Like, they're walking behind this person, like, at school with stuff just, you know, hanging out. Like, they're just, I don't know. Like, what, hanging out. Like, as boys, you know what I mean? Like, it's just like, what? Like, oh my God, help me.
I think, Ashley, I love that you said that, because there is a reality to being a boy mom.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you see it from a different perspective now.
Oh, 100%.
Especially when you hit seventh grade.
Huh.
Like, those black leggings. I'm serious.
They're not pants, everybody. Not pants.
Right. And think about the junior high boys that are in junior high school, and they're like, oh my gosh, what is happening?
Yeah.
It's like, how do they focus?
I don't know.
Yeah.
It's really hard for them.
That's a real thing. Like,
woo, Jesus.
That's a real thing.
It is. It's really hard for them. Mm. And a lot of times these young boys are left alone to try to figure it out themselves, because what? They're going to talk to their mom about it?
No. Seriously? No, they won't.
You know, and they're not going to talk to their friends about it. If they have a great youth leader or something, they could maybe talk about it at some point. But when would that happen? You know?
Right.
So, like, I just think it's a different perspective of, like, we think they're just leggings. But for boys, it could be a struggle.
Yeah. Now, let's go there, though.
Yeah.
Because we just said, don't tell people that what you wear makes someone sin. So let's go there, though. Yes. That's like a fine line, right? Seriously, like, what do you do?
It is a fine line. Like, I don't know. It's just, it's culture, right? And it's the approval, and it's like what's there, you know? Everybody else is doing it, I'll do it, you know? And that expression, mm-hmm. I feel like, and it's not regulated mm-hmm. properly. Like, I'm wearing leggings, but I'm going to wear a shirt that covers up my butt mm-hmm. and everything yeah. else, because it's yeah. like, you don't want to see that. Mm-hmm. Like, you just don't. And it's putting value on, your body. Like, yeah. yes, you should appreciate who you are. Your body goes through lots, mm-hmm. you know, from growing up into your body mm-hmm. and then also being a mom yeah. or, you know, like, even if you're not a mom, like how you're changing emotionally and physically. There's a lot of different things, mm-hmm. but in a healthy way, you need to appreciate that. Mm-hmm. But then it's like, is it a self-respect thing, you know, mm-hmm. to where they're like, my friends are doing it, I'm doing it. But then, you know, like what Pastor Mary said and Michaela, like, people are so insecure. Their identity is in their clothes, which goes back to your scripture about what you make mm-hmm. as an idol. It's yeah. just such a, like what you said, it's a fine line.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And there was so much in that, though. Even with the, like I said, us growing up, it was, no one wore leggings when I grew up. I mean, that was, you wore, you know, tights under your dress, but that was it. But it was the jiggle. You better not be jiggling. You better put on a what do you call those things? A girdle. No jiggling. No, it was jiggling. All, no.
Oh,
like,
it,
that's what I'm saying. Like, the insecurities came with your body, because you were like, I'm not allowed to jiggle. Like, I call it body armor. I'm like, I got to put my body armor
oh
on.
Oh, my gosh.
The first layer, and then put my armor of God on.
Wow. You have a dual armor.
No, seriously. We were, so, this is my good friend. If she listens to this, please know that this is not, you know, mm-hmm. to offend. But we were at Kendall's. We were celebrating Kendall's birthday this weekend. And she came in with her daughter, and who's a good friend of Kendall's. And her daughter walked away from her to go sit down. And I guess the way the light caught her, she had on leggings, but her hoodie wasn't very long. And me, immediately, I looked and I thought, like, oh, she had to cover her mm-hmm. bottom. And her mom said, oh, come back. And she said, pull this down. And I'm thinking in my head, like, she left out the house, like, not covering. And she said, I think it's the way the light hit it. But I'm thinking, like, no, like, you got to cover. Because, and then I look over at Kendall, who has this very long hoodie on that's completely covering. And I'm like, as a mom, I just wanted to be like, hide her. Because, you know, as young girls, you are developing, and it's, and then you're in the room with all of these, and I don't even think about the young boys. I'm thinking about the old men that are looking, like the older men that are looking, and I'm like, mm-hmm. protect her, cover her. So when you talk about your boys and wanting your boys to not be, I'm assuming you're saying tempted because they're looking, but that's a big thing. Like, mm-hmm. as a girl mom, mm-hmm. I never think about the young boy who's probably standing behind my daughter, in a sense of, like, you don't want him tempted. I think of, like, you better not look at my kid. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I'm making sure she's completely covered so that nobody's looking. But wow, that just hearing your side, like, makes me think differently.
No, yeah.
Yeah.
And I think, Ashley, I know where your boys go to school.
I know you do, Mary.
Oh, and my that's gosh. Where my boys went to school. Yeah. And it's like, there's literally an Avon Lake, can I say this mm-hmm. on here? Mm-hmm. An Avon Lake uniform. Mm-hmm. Like, there just is.
No,
it's
yeah.
black leggings.
Every school yeah. is. They have them. You're right.
Yeah. Black leggings and gym shorts all the way through mm-hmm. winter for the mm-hmm. boys, right?
Yeah.
That's
mm-hmm.
just,
yeah.
it's been like that for years. But it's, I think that you have extremes. Mm-hmm. You know, you just have extremes. And I think it has to, we just have to teach our kids, boys and girls, that it is a matter of the heart.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. I mean, you know, mm-hmm. I used to know when I'd leave the house and I shouldn't have that on.
Oh, mm-hmm. 100%.
You do know. What I mean?
Yeah.
I look
yeah.
in the mirror and I'm like,
you do.
But it's cute. I'm going to go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then you get there and it's like 100 times worse.
Mm-hmm.
You're
yes.
like, oh, I shouldn't have that. this on. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then you're more self-conscious. You're like,
because you're walking
God,
around like trying to hide yourself.
Yes, and you're pulling on
stuff. Yeah, pulling on it. Like, I knew I shouldn't have wore this. Shoot. Yeah, you feel very uncomfortable.
Wear your winter coat the whole day. Cooking.
Just cooking. I knew I shouldn't have had this on. So look, I saw something and I want to know what you guys think. So I thought this was very interesting. I like it though. But the greatest sin of immodesty is not how short your skirt is. The greatest sin of immodesty is that we're saying, look at me instead of look at God.
Mm-hmm. That's really good.
That's true.
I want to put that on my refrigerator.
Yeah. It reminds me of the scripture verse, and I don't exactly know where it is, but it's in Isaiah. And it was a quote where he said, "I and my children are a sign and a wonder on the earth."
On the earth.
And it really, I mean, if we can let our young girls know, like, they're a sign and a wonder of God's great love for you, that he died for you. That's how valuable you are. That's how much self-worth you should have. And it should be reflected in the way we dress.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
The way we behave.
Yeah.
I love that.
Behave, yeah. Not the way we dress, but behave.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because when you behave a certain way, when you see yourself as a certain, you're not going to put on certain things.
Even when people, like we were talking about before this, like would approach you, you know what I mean? They're like, really, you're going to wear the jeans that have the one hole in the knee? Like, that's not sacred. And then you watch them, like as a young person, like kind of live out their Christianity in front of you. And you're like, but what's the difference? Mm-hmm. Like, you know, you may see it and catch their rudeness because their heart is not like in that direction, but they're so quick to tell you what to wear. And I think like that's why like the divide becomes what it is. And like what Pastor Mary was talking about, I'm like, ooh, it has to do with that, like where's your heart consecrated? You know?
But I see also giving them some grace too, because I think that a lot of people think that they're doing something that's right, or they think that they're doing something that'll help, and it's not. Maybe because of if they had an experience like I had an experience, the experience I had, you know what I mean? Like she maybe thought she was doing something right, but she really wasn't. Or he maybe thought he was saying something right, but he really wasn't.
Right.
So
I think too, we do need to give a shout out to the moms and dads that said, no, you need to go upstairs and change.
Yeah, seriously.
I mean, really, because that is important.
Yes.
You
oh
know?
My gosh.
Yeah.
Oh, God bless their mom.
And I think it takes guts. Mm-hmm. Like, parents don't want their kids mad at them.
Mm-hmm. Or to show up at the school and say, ha, I was coming to take you for McDonald's and I see you wearing this.
I would have died. I straight up would have died. Oh, my gosh.
It was the worst.
That was what I was afraid of. I was afraid because my mom was just like that. Right. She would just yoke you up. I'm like, oh, my gosh.
Right.
She's going to come here and I'm just, that's it.
Right. It's fine. But if your dad or your mom wants you to go put something else on, like for real, try to listen to their heart.
Yeah.
Because they're really just trying to protect you.
Yeah.
They're really trying to say, hey, you're worth more. And who knows? It might not be about a skirt. Maybe next time it's about a bad relationship.
Yeah.
That's so true.
You're settling. You don't think you deserve,
you
know, somebody to treat you right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because that's the reality is that when we wear certain things, it does bring attention, unwanted attention. It does.
Well, yeah.
The catcalling. Like, I mean, when you, I didn't even do it on purpose, but they were still like, hey, yo, like, this is weird. No, so it brings, it brings unwanted attention.
Right. Yeah. When the right guy will actually, you know, really truly ask you out on a date, and he'll really truly, you know, ask your parents if he can respectfully court you or whatever you want to say. But
you want the right thing for yourself, for your life, not something that you can just trade in and out just because of what you look like.
Absolutely. Well, okay, this was good. I think Pastor Mary gave so much wisdom. I feel like like your last two things were like final thoughts, so I hope you have another one. I'm like, oh, that's a good final thought. Like, oh, that one is too.
No, it's perfect.
We want more. We want more.
No.
But I do want final thoughts as we wrap up here, just to kind of hear one thing that you girls, you ladies would like every young girl to know about modesty when it comes to her identity. Well, just modesty and identity in general. So who wants to start?
I can go.
Yeah.
The last thing I would just want to say is it really does come from a place of like your heart and the way you behave, because if you have a heart posture that only wants to please God, then ultimately that's going to show in the your outside, and like that should always be your concern first before anything else. And also, like, just what I love what Pastor Mary was saying about like when it's about like the right guy, or mm-hmm. if that is the reason that you're dressing a certain way, like if it's the right person, they will not care about what you're wearing. It will not matter how provocative or immodest you dress. It doesn't matter, because the right guy won't care about that. And honestly, modesty makes you beautiful. Mm, it makes you
that's
beautiful.
That's good.
So
it really does. I like that. Yeah. That's so good. Yeah.
No, that's really good. I don't
know. How are you going to follow that?
I don't know.
She wanted to just pause and think. So yeah,
reflect on that. No, but it's true. I do agree 100% with what everyone has been saying. Like, it is. It's modesty like that in your virtue. Like really does something, you know, and it's so transformative, and it is going to help you make those decisions on from what you wear to who you hang out with, mm-hmm. you know, and to like how you express yourself anyways in general. And mm-hmm. I think to protect that has so much more value than on what you could wear.
Yeah.
You know, so just keep your chin up. My mom says, don't be like everybody else, mm-hmm. you know, and you know, when you seek Jesus, I mean, like, again, I feel like I'm being redundant, but like, he's going to lead you. Mm-hmm. Like, he's not going to let you be there. Mm-hmm. You know, the Holy Spirit's going to help you make every decision. So.
Yeah.
It's good. It's really good. Mm-hmm. I think just being a daughter of the Father, you know, the Heavenly Father, knowing that he's in love with you, and he doesn't, you know, he doesn't want you to sell yourself short.
Mm.
He wants the best for you, mm-hmm. and the best will come when we are valuing ourselves,
mm-hmm.
you know, as much as he values us. So mm-hmm. that is reflected in the way that we dress and the way that we treat each other mm-hmm. or ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And always using your body and your mind to bring glory to God. So thinking about whatever I do, if it's not bringing glory, I don't want to do it.
Yeah.
So this was good. Very this was good. And yeah, parents, listen, it's not a bad idea to pop up at the school. If you feel need to pop up at the school, then probably pop up at the school.
Might be the Holy Spirit.
But this was so good. Thank you, ladies, so much for joining me. Yeah. This was worth the wait. This was good.
Very good.
All right, everybody, this is How He Sees Me signing off.